This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Peace and blessings, dear listeners. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, where wisdom meets reflection and the heart listens before the ears. Today, we explore a question that touches every soul. How do we forgive ourselves? How do we release guilt, embrace repentance, and find a gentle path back to God? Let us begin, as always, with Saadi Shirazi, the Persian prose writer and poet, who said, "He who regrets his faults is wiser than he who boasts of his virtues. The heart that pardons itself finds mercy from the heavens." Now, every human being carries moments of regret, words spoken in anger, choices made in haste, opportunities lost. The self can become a harsh jailer, repeating mistakes over and over. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "Beware of despair, for it destroys the heart more than sin." Self-blame can be a chain stronger than any external burden. It weighs on the spirit, dims the light of hope, and obscures the path to repentance. Saadi Shirazi warns, "Do not allow your heart to be graveyard of your own deeds. Bury regrets, but plant lessons." The Holy Book of Quran repeatedly opens a door for the repentant. "O my servants who have wronged against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins." This verse is a divine invitation to stop punishing ourselves, to recognize our mistakes, and to return to God with sincerity. Saadi's words echo this mercy. Even a candle, if it flickers in the wind, can be relit. The flame is patient, like God's mercy. Repentance is not a moment of shame. It is the first step towards freedom. True self-forgiveness begins with awareness, not denial. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also mentions, "The wise person examines his own faults before pointing out the faults of others." Acknowledging our mistakes does not diminish us. It elevates us because it allows growth. Saadi reminded, "The fool hides his fault, the wise learns from them. And the heart that learns is the heart that is free." Reflection, then, is the first step. Without understanding our missteps, repentance remains shallow. Now, many believers practice compassion towards others, but forget to show it inwardly. Forgiving yourself is not indulgence. It is understanding that the soul needs healing. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "Be gentle with yourself as you are with others, for God's mercy embraces both." Saadi wrote, "The heart that refuses itself forgiveness becomes a desert where no joy grows." Self-compassion is the bridge between regret and transformation. But guilt can either imprison the soul or guide it. So repentance is the process of turning past mistakes into the present growth. Make amends if possible, serve others sincerely, practice kindness as a balm for the soul. Saadi reflects, "A tree that bends under the weight of its fruit does not break. It gives sweetness to the world."
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
The weight of guilt, handed rightly becomes the fruit of wisdom. Now, prayer is the soul's medicine. Praying, the remembrance of Allah, lifts the way of remorse. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam taught us in this way. O God, I come to you with my faults, not in pride, but in hope of your mercy. Sa'di writes, even if your heart is heavy, a single word of prayer can set it free. Through prayer, the soul acknowledges its weakness, but also receives divine strength. It reminds us that forgiveness is not only an eternal act, but a divine conversation, a meeting of the humbled heart with God's mercy. Now, after repentance, life continues. The journey of self-forgiveness is ongoing and requires daily mindfulness as well. So we can speak kindly to ourselves, as we would talk to a loved one. The other one might be replacing regret with reflection, or transforming shame into humility, and keep striving to do good, remembering God measures effort, not perfection. Sa'di reminded us in this way that the mirror of the heart reflects what it holds. Polish it daily with mercy and love. By practicing this daily, the soul becomes resilient, able to learn from mistakes without being trapped by them. Ultimately, forgiveness, both divine and personal, is about concealing the soul with its origin. The Quran reminded us, say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of God. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. No act of repentance is too small, no soul is beyond hope, and in forgiving ourselves, we make space in our hearts for God's mercy to flow in deeper. Sa'di beautifully concludes, do not let your heart be a prison of past mistakes. Open it and let the wind of God's mercy pass through. Dear friends, each day, remember, we all fall. It is human. We all err. It is divine design to learn. We all deserve mercy, both from God and ourselves. Here's a simple practice. Each night, recall one moment of guilt. Repent, learn, and forgive yourself. Carry that light into tomorrow. This is how we transform regret into growth and pain into wisdom. Dear listeners, self-forgiveness is not weakness. It's strength. It is the pathway that reconciles the heart, awakens our hope, and opens the door to a life of sincerity, to a life of peace, and to a life of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the gardens of Sa'di Shirazi and to the wisdom of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, we learned repeatedly that we are not supposed to punish ourselves, but rather learn, grow, and forgive. If we are trying to be good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also know that He is the all-merciful. He is the one who forgives us, so we can practice the same action in smaller deeds and forgive ourselves. So may you leave today's episode carrying patience for yourself, mercy for your heart, and courage to move forward. Stay kind to yourself, forgive your souls, and be a friend with yourself. Even in those moments that we make mistakes, we're still human beings and our heart can surely have some free spaces for the light and guidance of Allah. I leave you today with all these great wishes and by wishing you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will